Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, 97.1. Happy Thursday. Two Grand Slam at 7:25. Dear John at 7:35. And we are getting closer. Sunday night. Lions, Eagles in Philadelphia. John, we know Lions fans love to travel to games.
Yeah. And the question that we have for Lions fans, we ask this question a lot. We asked it when they were, hey, a couple of years ago, they opened up in Kansas City. Are you going to go out there? And are you going to make the trip? And we asked when the schedule is revealed, like, hey, what's the travel game? And it's a lot of times it's a drive-to game. Last year it was Indianapolis. This year it's Cincinnati. And you go down there and, okay, you're going to Ohio. It's Detroit Lions fans. There's whether you're Michigan, Michigan State, right? It's still going to that state. And you got to put up with Buckeyes. But it's different going to a Bengals game, even a Cleveland game. The question I have for fans is, knowing the reputation that the Eagles fans have and the story that Dan shared with you guys, you and Stoney, on Tuesday morning, some of the stories that I've shared about going to, originally it was the Vet and then it was the Link, and you know the fans are the same. Are you going to Philly? And if you go, are you going to wear your Lions gear? Or are you nervous about how the Philly fans will treat you while you're there? Or are you not going because you're concerned about how Philly fans will treat you while you're there? Is this one of those where the Philly fanatics have, I don't want to say scared you away, but you're just not in the mood to put up with their BS?
So Stoney said yesterday with Doug that you should only wear a hat, like a Lions hat, if you go. Like, don't wear full Lions gear. Makes you like a target, I guess.
The hat still says Detroit Lions?
I don't understand. I also think it defeats the purpose. If you're going to go, you want to go and be a Lions fan. You don't want to go incognito. Yeah. You don't want to go in a disguise, a fake mustache, and a pair of glasses. Like, if you're going, look how Lions fans travel to games. They aren't shy about being Lions fans when they go to Cincinnati or last week the Commanders. Or last year the Colts or Green Bay or Kansas City, wherever they go, they show up and they wear Honolulu blue and they're loud and they're high-fiving each other and they're on public transit or the airport and they're cheering and there's camaraderie. You don't want to go to Philadelphia and feel like you can't even be a Lions fan at that point. Save on the flight, save on the tickets, and pick a different week. Yeah. But I think it's a fascinating question because I'm not going to accuse Detroiters of being scared, but I'm curious about the psyche. 248-539-9797. Like, John, can you share some of the stories having played in Philadelphia? Like, as a visiting player?
Well, I mean, they're no different than the ones I shared yesterday in regards to, hey, as a player, right, they're going to throw stuff at you. And that's not necessarily unique to Philly. They just do it a little bit more. They're a little bit more verbal about it. But we've seen fans in the stands, because everybody's got a cell phone now, and we see the fights in the stands. And there was a fan last year that was getting after a female fan and it was recorded, and he was eventually, I think, fired from his job. He was, you know, all of these different things that happen when these videos go viral. But that's, I don't know if that's indicative of every Philly fan.
That wouldn't be fair.
No, but it is kind of the same. It's the environment that they provide.
Well, how about this? Same city, different sport. Can we play Mike Tirico on NBC with a heckling Sixers fan behind him the other night? It's always a little dangerous in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lions fans, you signing yourself up, making the trip, going there. You're going to be loud. You're going to be in their face.
Yeah. And so the fan last year, and I'm not going to bring up his name because he sounds like he's paid a hell of a price for the things that he said to a young lady that was sitting in front of him. And it was a Philly versus Green Bay game. And I mean, you could Google it.
Find I remember yourself. The story.
Yeah. And so again, he was banned for life from going to Lincoln Financial Field and going to any of the Eagles games. So they've set a tone.
Sure.
And you got to love the fact that the franchise is not willing to put up with this. They want to create this hostile environment. Every fan base does. We try and do it here in Detroit so that it's very hard for the opposing team to get their job done. There is a line that you draw in regards to what you should be saying to other fans and how you should react to them. Obviously, there should never be any physical contact.
None.
And so I am curious to Lions fans, are you going to this game? Are you prepared for the environment you're going into? And have you decided that you're not going just because you don't want to put up with the Philly fans?
Great responses pouring in on the ticket text. Jumping on the phones, 248-539-9797. Lions fans, your plans.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.